one resolution that has three parts.
Okay.
Everybody hold
Jamie
on.
Jamie has a point of order.
Jamie.
Yep.
Well, it's a suggestion. If you want to vote on them separately, can't people move to vote on them separately?
Just a second. That's not a point of order. So can I ask voices, how many people have actually read this?
I have.
I have.
I have.
I have.
I cannot access to read the latest that was sent.
I'm just asking for yeses, and I only have five.
I have.
Six.
And Rob, of course, that's seven.
I read it.
Right,
I
so
read
that's
it.
Seven people. So
that's eight with Sakai.
I'm wondering, well...
We read it during the September meeting aloud.
Well, Rob, I'm
there
only wondering...
There were cosmetic changes, Madam Chair.
Rob.
I did not change the structure of the document.
This is Grace. Might I make a suggestion?
Go ahead, Grace.
Why don't we take the 3 or 4 minutes to read it out loud?
Well, that was suggested, but Rob didn't want to do that.
No,
Rob,
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I will read it if that's what the body would like me to do.
Well, it appears as if half the people, several people can't access their computers. Only eight of you have read it. So you can either read it or we can put it as item number two on the next meeting.
I would be happy to read it.
Oh, well, great. Do it.
Here's the resolution. Pacifica must increase its audience dramatically so that stations can survive, maintain quality programming, and not be vulnerable to fluctuations in pledge revenue, recessions, and unforeseen events. Therefore, our programming must have impact and be mission-driven, and our stations must strive for audiences worthy of full power, major market, primetime exposure. The programming committee emphasizes that mission fulfillment should be as significant as audience and revenue generation in determining what gets and stays on local station airwaves. Clearly, local stations need to balance their allocation of programming between the airwaves, the internet, and HD sidebands. The programming committee supports the principle that local station program schedules must include national programming and network broadcasts in addition to local programming to sustain growing broad-based audiences. However, network access to local station airwaves is key to any network recovery plan. So we feel the terms of such a policy would be best negotiated by Pacifica's next ED with station managers and program directors and submitted to the PNB for approval so that the ED will have the capacity to impact the long-term health of the stations. In order to further these gains, we propose the following resolutions. 1. Resolve the development of national programming in concert with local GMs, PDs, and appropriate national office staff shall be part of the job description of the executive director. The ED is authorized to pursue foundation and grant funding as a significant revenue source capable of developing local and national programming and production assets. Pacifica shall develop internet and digital platforms in conjunction with innovative licensing technologies to create worldwide exposure for local station programming, Pacifica Radio archives, and affiliates programs by creating access for audiences beyond local station signal areas to local station programming. National office staff shall be responsible for implementing this in conjunction with GMs, PDs, and paid and unpaid staff. Number 2, GMs and PDs at all stations will be responsible for developing quantifiable program goals as part of an overall national strategy for audience growth designed specifically to reach listeners who are not currently listening, convert more listeners to members, and reach out to non-renewing and inactive members. In order to achieve such goals, including those requiring changes in programming, all stations will develop objective measures to assess mission fulfillment, review program schedules, and evaluate individual programs. These review evaluation processes and procedures will be developed in consultation with national staff and local station paid and unpaid staff. Public concerns and needs of non-listeners, listeners, and members shall be included in these review and evaluation processes. Local stations are encouraged to allocate budgetary and staffing resources to improve the production of existing programs in order to reach larger, more diverse audiences and develop new programming capable of reaching new listeners with new voices. Plans for reaching the agreed-upon goals should include, but are not limited to, increasing stations' presence during and coverage of local events, cross-promoting programs with other local nonprofit media, taking advantage of grants available from community foundations, governmental entities, and private foundations, working with nonprofit organizations to enhance and promote their local programming, and encouraging programmers to place articles about their programming in free media, including some online outlets. Requests for these plans will be submitted by the programming committee through the PNB to the ED. Such plans will be submitted in writing by local station GMs and EDs through the ED to the programming committee and on or about December 31, 2008, and formally presented to the PNB at its January 2009 meeting. Number three, the National Program Committee recommends that the PNB adopt a position on underwriting by nonprofit groups. The PNB's programming committee members for the balance of this calendar year will seek ways to work in consultation with the national office, with LSB program councils, committees, LSBs, and with general managers, program directors, and programmers to solicit their input and promote a collaborative process to implement programming policies, goals, and plans. That is it in toto. Thank you.
Margaret.
I think the question was called.
Yes, the question was called. We have to go to a vote.
So I don't think there's a stack anymore.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm not even sure whether it's a point of order, but we just argued one small part of this. And I'm not sure that everyone was clear that we were going to then vote on quite an elaborate resolution with three parts, two of which have nothing to do with what was argued. All we argued was whether the GM should have a report on goals by the end of the year. This is far beyond that, so I'm just a little confused here.
All right.
It's Jack. I was also confused. I thought we were voting on what was on the agenda. I thought that was the motion. I didn't know we were voting on this these three resolutions.
Okay. Let's see.
Margaret. Yeah, this is also my concern. I'm really confused about this. I think underwriting alone is a big, discussion. And I think when the point of order was called, we were discussing a very specific thing and not all of these items.
George, point of order, can I be heard? Am I on?
Yes, George.
If a motion to divide the question is in order at this point, if anybody wants to make it, it can be approved by majority vote. If no one makes it, then we need to move on to voting on all three of them as they are.
Okay.
How about a motion to table?
Yeah, motion second.
Okay, there's a motion to table without discussion. Madam Secretary?
Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn? Carolyn Burden? Carolyn? AC Bird?
That's good.
Anybody there? Kathy Davis?
No.
No. Sakai Free?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
I'm sure Ambrose is not well, so.
Mike is not with us. Effie in Ongaza?
No.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sorry, that's not with us. George Ryder?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
She's gone.
Sorry, Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yasha Manaka?
No.
Evelyn, are you there? Carolyn AC. Ten against, four in favor.
Okay. So now there's a George's motion to. I think he made a motion, which was not seconded.
No, I didn't make a motion.
I didn't make a motion.
It was a point of order. If anyone, I just pointed out that one could do that. I didn't intend to do it.
Okay. All right. So, well, then.
So we're at the point of voting on the three things together.
Yes. Right.
Well, I would like to move a motion to divide, simply because I really would like, there are a lot of good things in this motion, and I would really like to support it, but I think there's some things to be ironed out. I haven't heard one word about disadvantaged communities in this motion, and there's some other that I'm concerned about, so I would like to move that we divide it.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. So it's been divided. So the first part is what? Or is there opposition to dividing it?
Madam Chair, this is a point of information.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that I'm a little sleepy, but this thing says, motion requesting all GMs present plans for improving listenership at their respective stations by the end of 2008. How do we get to what we're talking about here? And I genuinely mean that. I am totally baffled. How do we get to this thing here?
Is that a question to me?
I guess so, because I sure can't answer it. Me neither.
Sure. Well, I mean, these are radio professionals that are in charge of their stations. We're having a terrible financial crunch. We know that it's the result of losing audience. I'm sure that this is something that these people are thinking about. So we want to understand what their specific plans are for what goals they think they should have for growth and what plans they have in place. They may already have plans in place. We just want to know what they are about how to reach more listeners. In other words, people that are out there that are not listening now, how to create a larger percentage of members out of the existing listener base, and what they're doing to capture people that have become inactive or non-renewing. And we're just, we're not asking them, we're saying, how can you grow and what are you doing, what are you doing now to work towards those goals? Tell us what these things are. I mean, I'm sure that this is stuff that these individuals think of every day. We're simply asking them to give us some specific information about those things. We're not asking them to tell us about how the galaxy moves in space. We're not asking them to give us information about stuff that they don't work with every day.
Could everybody, you know what, it's 8:18.
Yeah. Oh, Rob.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Can I finish? I mean, I guess I was under the impression that this would be something else, because in some of this, it's like there's some must carries there, and it has to be part of the ED's job description. I guess I just thought that maybe that they wanted that we want to get a plan from them, really telling us how they plan to improve listenership. And
it says that. That's what this includes.
Point of order.
Yeah, but there are other things
in there. Point of order.
Point of order.
Okay, I'm done.
The motion on the floor is the motion to divide. It's not debatable. We just have to vote on it.
Madam Secretary, would you take the vote? I'm leaving the call at 8:30. You guys can just stay on all night.
Madam Chair, may I suggest that perhaps there's no objection to dividing? Is there any objection?
Excuse me. Is there any objection to dividing?
I don't know what the proposal is. What are you dividing?
The three different concepts that are contained in your thing as a separate package to vote on up or down.
So we're going
to
vote on them at one at a time?
Yes.
That's fine with me.
Is there objection?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I don't formally know how to do this, but I honestly believed that what we were discussing was a motion requesting all GMs present plans for improving listenership at their respective stations by the end of 2008, number 7 on the agenda.
Right.
We have not discussed 98% of these three resolutions that are now before us, one of which includes changing the job description of the executive director, creating new platforms, and also this monstrously large question of underwriting, which is going to take the PNB a lot of research in collaboration.
It doesn't say that the PNB has to do...
Excuse me, Rob, I think I was speaking.
I beg your pardon.
So I'm just, and it's 20 minutes beyond when we had agreed that we would meet, and it just seems like something is really bizarrely, or we are bizarrely ramming something down our own throats here without taking any consideration of it. I just feel like there was some sort of confused switch here that went on 45 minutes ago.
This is the same document that we submitted.
Excuse me.
I understand it was the same document, and I have read it along the way, Rob.
Point of order.
But
point
that's
of order.
Not what we discussed earlier.
Point of order.
Point of order.
This discussion is completely out of order. What's before the board is a motion to divide. It's not debatable. The objections made here can be handled by voting down some of the pieces. In any case, the discussion's out of order. In order is to vote on the motion to divide.
There was no objection.
And there was no objection. So the motion, as far as I can see, is divided.
Okay.
And so now we move to vote on each one.
The first one.
A point of information, Margaret.
Go ahead.
What time is this meeting supposed to end?
At 8 o'clock.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, what's the first part of it? What's the first part of the motion?
You're not asking me this question.
Do you want me to read it again? Is
just summarize it.
The summary basically says that national programming shall be part of the executive director's job description, and that it will include collaboration with the GMs and the PDs, and that a part of that will also include the distribution of Pacifica programming from all stations on internet and digital platforms, and that the national office staff with GMs, PDs, and paid and unpaid staff shall be responsible for doing that.
Okay, could you call the roll on that?
Mm-hmm. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn? Carolyn Burden? Carolyn? AC Bird? Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zachai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane? Mike F. Thea Mangaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Pass.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Wow. No.
Lori Dugum. Jack Van Aken.
Abstain.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Yash Shamanaka.
Yes.
And Margaret Prescott.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Second part.
The second part says that GMs and PDs at all stations will be responsible for developing program goals for as part of an overall strategy to, one, reach listeners who are not currently listening, two, convert more listeners to members, and three, reach out to non-renewing and inactive members.
Madam Secretary.
Grace Aaron.
I have a question.
Yes, what is it, Margaret?
At this point, we're voting and we're not allowed to amend anything.
No, Margaret, you want to amend? I'm hanging up.
No, the reason being,
called.
Excuse me, let me explain why this is. The first time this motion was presented, wherever it was, I raised the issue of particular attention to disadvantaged communities. Rob sent something around saying that he had taken into consideration what I had raised and what somebody else has written, but what I had raised is nowhere in there.
Point of order.
Why I'm raising it now.
Point of order.
What George said last time. This is.
You can't. Okay. Just the second part. Please call the roll, Madam Secretary.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Evelyn Bethune. Carolyn Burden. A.C. Bird. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Sakai Free.
Yes.
I asshole.
Ambrose Lane, Effie Nwagaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll? Wendy?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Jack Van Aken?
Abstain.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yash Shamanaka?
Yes.
Ten in favor. Three against.
Okay, and the last part.
The last part simply says that the National Program Committee recommends that the PNB adopt a position, and the intent here is at some point in time.
You read it?
On underwriting by nonprofit groups.
Yeah, definitely vote for this, folks. Go ahead. Call the roll.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Evelyn Bethune. Carolyn Burden, A.C. Bird, Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Sakai Free.
Yes.
Effie Nwangaza.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Jack Van Aken?
Abstain.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yash Shamanaka?
Yes.
Okay.
10 in favor.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.